Thursday program, day before the 4th of July tomorrow. Jennifer and Kenny and I don't know whether Roberta's around tomorrow or not. I haven't asked
her.
I'll be here. She'll be here. Okay, so we'll all be here tomorrow to celebrate the 4th of July with you in our own way on the radio. Hopefully you'll feel free to join us and have some fun.
New firecrackers,
a few stories, things that are
going
on.
I'm bringing sparklers.
Are you really?
I love them.
All right. Good for you.
I'll bring potato salad.
The stories today, they bring you up to date, the latest information on what's going on in Egypt. The president there, Mr. Morsi, has refused to resign. By the time the military said, you better get out of here.
Heck no, he won't go.
No. Heck no, I won't go.
I'll fight to the death.
Right.
Well, might.
So far, 40 people have been killed.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
How much more fighting needs to go on? At any rate, the situation is not resolved. It didn't take long. Was it last year? It was called Arab Spring?
Mm-hmm.
What's it called this year?
Arab Spring 2.
Arab Fall.
The Fall of Araby, as it were. So that's what's going on there. The saga with Mr. Snowden causes a standoff. Bolivia said its presidential plane was diverted to Vienna because of suspicions it was carrying him. The leaker was sneaking around. What a ridiculous reality. Well, you can't land your plane here. We don't want the Americans to be upset. Yeah, right.
So was he on the plane?
No.
Oh.
No.
He's still in the airport.
He was still at Dunkin' Donuts. All right.
Could be. There is a McDonald's in that airport in Moscow, for those of you who are wondering.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe that's where he's hanging out. I'll have a happy meal, please.
Yeah.
Maybe he can get a job there.
It could be.
There you go.
The hotshot firefighter's lookout radioed his team that the fire had changed direction and the wind was changing direction, and he was fleeing for safety. He's the only one who lived. The other 19 died in the blaze, and they were in these sort of I guess you best describe them as a body sack, almost
like a sleeping bag
in a sense. Yeah. And they didn't
that protects you from the fire and the heat and everything.
Yeah, but it doesn't give you enough oxygen.
I think they probably died from toxic fumes.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Fasanelli.
Most likely.
Yes. Right. Okay, speaking of dying, two of the suspected militants killed in Pakistan by a U.S. drone. So do I get off on my rant again here? I mean, I could do this every hour of every day. I was talking earlier, Roberta, about how during Reagan's administration, 1988, the USS Vincennes shot down that airliner over Iran, Straits of Hormuz. It was an airliner, and 288 people died in it, and how the intense anti-American feelings in the Middle East came out of that. And there are plenty of examples of us doing those sorts of things that create the animosity that we now have, and so much of our time is spent trying to figure out whether after September 11th we need to have the Patriot Act. I mean, we look at all of these things like a boomerang effect or domino effect that have taken place, and here we have more of the same. We have these drones. Two bad guys and 14 good guys were killed in Pakistan yesterday. What do you think the good people of Pakistan think about that? Do you think they're thankful that we got rid of two of the bad guys? Or do you think that they think... How do you think the local media plays that up? You think they say, America, heroes, got rid of two of the bad guys?
I think we're never the heroes there.
No.
Right. So what the hell are we doing there? What have we done by killing two of the Taliban or Al-Qaeda? I don't know who they were, but they're bad guys. So we got two of them. We killed 16 innocent people. Or 14, sorry, 16 were killed altogether. And at the end of the day, the headline reads, 14 innocent people dead at the hands of America.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
That's what the headline reads. That's how it reads. Anyway, the story from the Associated Press this morning about more passengers trying to sneak loaded firearms onto planes. Are you stupid or what?
Unbelievable.
I can't even get my Miss Army tool on a plane.
I have that little thing that has the spoon and the fork and the little knife on it.
Yep.
And it's funny because New York security, I totally forgot I had it in my handbag. New York security went right through. Didn't even think about it.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, but in Milwaukee, coming back home, they nabbed
the
me right away.
Same thing happened to me. My Miss Army tool, fine in Burbank, but you try to get it through Vegas?
I think in New York, unless you have like a samurai sword, it gets through.
And even that.
What a visualization that is. God love you. Roberta Fasinelli is our queen of cheap. All right, what are some of the deals that you're going to tell us about in a few minutes today?
Oh, we have big deals for the 4th of July for food. Tremendous savings. Great savings on music for you, and great savings if you want to get rid of that B.O.
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 Body odor.
Really? Is a sale on body odor?
Yes, there's a sale on body odor.
Wow.
Exactly. You can get it cheap this weekend.
Cheap body odor.
Easy. It's hot enough. You should get it for free.
Plenty of it around. Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasinelli, Jennifer Horn here on the Good Day program. Richie had another treatment yesterday, and he posted a few pictures on Facebook.
He looked awful. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he didn't look good. Anyway, but he sent me an email a little bit ago, and he said he was feeling better this morning, but usually the day after is the ick.
Yeah,
the ick factor. He's moving along, and the more you think about him, the better the wishes that you send. Kenny, in terms of Facebook and Twitter at Good Day Show and Facebook.com/Good Day Show, what are people saying and thinking about Richie or any other things that are there that you want to pass along so that people have that reference?
Lots of people continuing from yesterday are sending good thoughts and prayers to Rich. And Greg added this morning that it was very moving to hear you speak about Edgar.
Yeah. Well,
okay,
I was
boss.
Moved. I moved.
To recap, this is the year anniversary of Doug Zira's friend passing away. Actually, during this time when we were on the air.
Right. It was an hour ago when the policeman came in and said Edgar had passed. I still sort of laugh at that. What do you mean Edgar passed? He said Edgar's dead.
Mm.
And how would you have... How do you begin your day? It's different if you kind of expect it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't.
Like when your folks passed, Roberta.
Right. I mean,
anybody would close, but you know.
Yeah,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
My dad had cancer. My mom had dementia.
Right.
Yeah, you know it's coming.
Yeah. Right. And it's coming for you. They're coming to take you away, Roberta.
I think they are.
I
keep doing the Snowden on them, you know.
All right. So here's what I would suggest. May I offer and may I share something with you that I have found is beginning to work for me well. And that is at when you go to bed, at that moment when you're jumping into bed, take time to review your day and review the gifts that you have received. One of the things that Meredith and I have talked about in terms of waking up in the morning is giving thanks for what you have. But at the end of the day, especially when you have good days, you find yourself not necessarily thinking about the details. You enjoy maybe some of the moments in your mind. And when you have bad days, though, you pour over the misfortunes. Why not give the good stuff as much time as you give the bad stuff? Why not give it more time than the bad stuff? And especially with Mercury being retrograde now, it is from now until...
Again?
Oh, my God. Yes, it seems like it was just there. For the next, almost 3 weeks, I think, through much of the month of July, Mercury in retrograde. So
it's
that's
not going to be in retrograde for me. I feel good.
Yeah, well, let's see.
Forget
that's
that.
Kind of it. You can work around it. You can evaluate how things are. Are they good? Are they bad? Are they mediocre? But you let that stuff get into the fire signs actually do better, or Aries especially, but sometimes Leo and Sagittarius do better in Mercury retrograde than do the rest of us. Because they're backwards.
Your Gemini is horrible in
to begin with, yeah. But it's communications, transportation. Usually that's how it shows up. You'll have an argument with somebody that you love, and or unless they're under the fire signs. And then it'll all seem like foolishness in a couple of weeks. But right now it's very serious. Or you'll miss your train, your plane connections, that kind of stuff.
Mm.
That happens a lot during Mercury being in retrograde. So there is that. Also, tonight, no, it's tomorrow night, we had Tom Bergeron. Maybe we'll talk about this with television in our focus. We have TV report in the next half hour. Let's talk about Tom Bergeron. And, Michael, I'd like you to get the quote out from the interview where he explains why he survived and been so successful. I think that would be a piece of...
It got bleeped.
No, I know it got bleeped, but as it gets set up, listen to him. It got bleeped. Duh. I know it got bleeped. But the way it gets, you know exactly what he says.
No, the whole thing's out.
What do you mean the whole thing's out?
My question. The delay is 10 seconds. Why is it the whole last 10 seconds?
Oh, no. But I asked him what it takes to be successful. You don't hear, it takes not being a...
Nope.
Who edited that?
McFadden.
McFadden did that?
Yep.
Wow, let's hang him out to dry.
Was so good. That was the best
was
part.
Yeah.
That's the delay.
Well, that's the delay. Well, then we should have just told everybody, watch out, here comes the A word.
All right. 18 past the hour. Roberta does the Queen of Cheap in a minute here on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Hey, neighbor, do you have Craftsman tools?
I've got tons of Craftsman. Everything from wrenches to power drills to lawnmowers. In fact, come by this Saturday. We're giving away Craftsman bottle openers to the first 50 people.
Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. A neighbor with all the best brands, like Craftsman. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware tools.
With coupon available in-store or at acehardware.com. No purchase necessary. Limit one. Valid at participating stores. June 1st only.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster
time. Wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Hi, Roberta. What are the big deals today?
Okay, for tomorrow, July 4th, 4th of July, don't want to cook, don't want to barbecue, don't feel like doing nothing at all? Well, Boston Market. All family meals, that's their big meals, you know, like you get a chicken and sides and cornbread and all sorts of stuff. All family meals are at half price at Boston Market tomorrow, but you have to have the coupon. And we have that for you at DougStefan.com. Also at Red Lobster today and tomorrow. Tomorrow, you can get half off of any entree when you buy another. Once again, we have the coupon for you at DougStefan.com. If you need some new tunes for the 4th of July, Amazon has 100 top albums on sale for just $5 each. Everything from Phil Phillips to Simon and Garfunkel to Alan Jackson to John Mayer to Radiohead, Sting. The list goes on and on. In fact, there's 100 of them on the list, all just for $5. And if you want to not stink it up on 4th of July, Bath and Body Works. Big sale. Up to 75% off. Their semi-annual sale is both in-store and online. And you get an additional 20% off online if you have the special promo code that we have for you at DougStefan.com. So that means you got 75% off plus an additional 20% off. They're just about paying you to take it out of the store for them.
Mm.
And you'll find all of these great deals at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStefan.com. My favorite one is at Half Off Boston Market.
Boston Market, good stuff.
You could even go and just go buy it and, like, you know, put it in the refrigerator for the next day.
Yeah.
You know, it's a
Red Lobster
deal.
Also.
Half price.
There's a lobster loose.
Lobster
loose in the house. All right, so that's all the way Roberta's got you saving money. Check it out, Queen of Cheap Box at DougStefan.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutrition nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Three after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Sunshine. We should call this the Sunshine Radio Program. What do you think? Sunshine, Good Day and Sunshine. How could we incorporate sunshine?
Good day, sunshine.
Thank you.
About just like that. Leave it up to the Beatles.
Our video of the day, 4th of July material. You ought to check out today's video, which features a compilation of children singing our national anthem. Oh, so even though we can't bring you the video on the radio and on online listening that's being done by folks, you can go to DougSteffen.com. You can see the video. I suggest you do that because it's cool. Here are some of the children as they've been compiled. It's the audio of what you can see in the video of the day singing our national anthem.
Oh, you say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the
video. You see all
these kids are good.
Yeah, they are, but they don't. The person who sang Banner, it's three notes.
Oh, there you have a thing about that.
Well, but I do because it's the right thing. It's the real thing. It's the way you want to do things right, or you want to thumb your nose at doing. You just like everybody else, just kind of that's the way it is. We just give in. No.
We're talking about one note.
No. Yes, and it's an important. You want to do it right, or you want to do it the Roberta way or the Doug way? Which one? you want, Roberta? You want to be...
The fun way. Roberta way.
Why is that? Why is it fun to be wrong?
Right? No, I like to do it quite a bit.
Oh, really? Okay. There you go. I should have known. The Doug Good Day program, our DougStephan.com website featuring a story today, sort of a biblical story. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, nor thy neighbor's seat, unless that seat is being saved, apparently. Wayne Dodge, arrested following a violent fight at a Mormon church, started over saving somebody a seat. According to the news, a regular worshiper, Mr. Dodge, at the Meadows Ward Church, sat in a section of the pews being reserved by a family that doesn't usually attend that particular church. There were some seats that were allegedly saved. There was a disagreement over whether they were saved or not, but the fight escalated, and police had to come in because the not only did they have an argument in church, it spilled into the parking lot of the church, where one pounded the other one, and they ran into each other's cars and stuff. Hello, this is church, folks. Story anyway at DougStephan.com.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, the overly inquisitive pet. You know, pets that go through the wastebasket, open drawers, and pour through your files need more than just stimulation. Their inquisitiveness can also do damage, but I must stress that this is strictly unintentional delinquency. Typically, the overly inquisitive pet isn't destructive at all, but just very intelligent. He isn't satisfied with the run-of-the-mill toys. He learns quickly, and he demands novelty. This syndrome occurs more commonly in the pet who previously has had company during the day, one that's been encouraged to have an active mind, and a lot lively personality, but is now alone either because the owners had to go back to work or there was a divorce or the kids went off to college. The pet's routine hasn't changed yet, though, and he paces the house looking for involvement with people or events. That's why it's so important. I say this often. Some dogs need a job. Some dogs need a backyard that's more interesting. Rotate your pet's toys on a regular basis. Take them to new locations and new places and make your backyard really interesting for your dog or cat. A little tether ball hanging from a tree, a sandbox. They'll be happy. So will you. I'll more next time. I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show on this very station. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's the Good Day program. How are we working to serve you better? Getting through the good times and the bad times and the tough times and the how many people are working today? We're here.
Me.
Some people think they're working. Yeah, I mean, we're all kind of working at the things that we need to do in order to make this program the fun that it is. You see, you think this is easy? It sounds so easy. The way we do it, it's easy. Right?
Easy.
Well, it takes a lot of work behind the scenes. Ken's mostly responsible for that. Give him the credit. Jennifer works hard to help me in oh so many different ways that she doesn't get recognition for, but she's just smart. And because she's a radio brat, she gets all of the... kind of radio brats, though. Kenny grew up around the radio from when he was a teenager. Roberta's been around the radio since she's teenager.
That's right.
I think Jennifer's been around it like I... Well, I actually... I started when I was in college, but Jennifer's been around it since she was able to walk.
Three.
Right, exactly. So that's what kind of makes this a convivial, easy place for you to spend some time. We hope that you'll spend some time with us tomorrow on the 4th of July. It is the 3rd. Some of the things that are going on. Zimmerman school records, as the trial continues in Florida, there is a request for the judge to admit evidence of a college course that Zimmerman took that covered Florida's self-defense law, which the ex-neighborhood watchman has said he knew nothing about. So that's not going to look too good for him if he took a course and yet he says, I don't know nothing about nothing. It won't work too well. Anyway, it goes on, and what happens to him? It's kind of, you know, look at his best friend took the stand yesterday. A guy named Mark Osterman told jurors that Zimmerman said to him that Trayvon Martin went for his gun as the two of them tussled. That is, Trayvon Martin knew Zimmerman had a gun and was trying to get it from him. And that's why Zimmerman kept the gun and shot Martin. So, I mean, how do you get to the truth of this when the other guy's dead? Do you think there's ever going to be a truthful solution?
Like the real truth.
Yeah, what's the real truth?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, you don't know. I mean,
no.
I don't know.
No, you don't know.
I think what hurt, though, is that woman that testified that was on the phone with Trayvon, and she couldn't read. Did you see that? They handed her something. That, to me, is so sad that in this country, when there's so many opportunities, you hand someone something, and she says, I can't read cursive.
Yeah, it's just, education. Well, it's more than sad. It should be annoying. How much money do we spend a year on education in this country? Why is there anybody walking around the streets that can't read, can't write, can't understand? Why? That should boil people's sense of right and wrong. Here's a story from New York, Roberta. Police finding the remains of a woman that was missing 27 years ago. She was reported missing 27 years ago. They find the husband reported that she was missing.
Mm-hmm.
They find her remains in the house.
Oh, it was behind a wall. It was like that Edgar Allan Poe story, the Cask of Amontillado.
So what do you think? So how do the police go into a house and not look at the walls and see that they've been freshly painted or restored? And, frankly, what the heck did it smell like as the body decomposed in that house?
It smells horrible.
I mean, we're all jumping to the conclusion the husband did it, right? After this?
Duh.
Duh.
Yeah. Duh is right. How much
he's
is
dead, so they're not getting him.
Is he in the wall, too?
No, but he died a couple of years ago.
We'll be able to get him.
Yeah.
The July 4th picnic that you will enjoy tomorrow, how much did that cost? I'll tell you in a moment here on Good Day.
It's everyone's favorite meat game. Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or for the ribeye pork chop.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it.
Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on...
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork. Be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America, 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646 or go to buygold.com.
Are you ready for hot dogs? Are you ready for some chips and soda?
What got into Mom?
She had surprise points in her Shop Your Way account, so she went to Kmart to get stuff for the 4th of July.
She's pretty excited.
America! Are you ready to grill?
Dad, too.
Yep.
Kmart has everything you need for a great 4th of July, including surprise points for Shop Your Way members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Must be a member before 6/17. Points awarded 6/27, expire 7/7, and vary by status and other factors.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by Metabank member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
19 before the hour, Doug's Good Day program with Jennifer, Roberta, and Kenny. Jennifer's going to update the television stories that are important today. The first matter of business, however, is to tell you how much you're going to spend for a July 4th picnic. This always happens at Thanksgiving, Christmas, and usually the 4th of July. What does it cost to have the barbecue? What does it cost to have a party with hot dogs, hamburgers, baked beans, watermelon, potato salad, and whatever else you're going to serve? What do you... Are you having a cookout? What are you doing, Roberta, tomorrow?
Well, 4th of July is our traditional family get-together because my uncle has a house on the beach on Long Island.
Yeah.
So everybody gets together, and we do a big cookout, and we do a big bonfire on the beach and watch the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge fireworks display off the nearby beach. So, it's yes, we do a cookout and a bonfire.
You do yeah. do?
All right. So the average American, this is per person.
Per person, okay.
Per person will spend $57.20.
What?
$57.20.
Per person.
For all of the things, traveling, all the things.
Oh, that includes the traveling.
That includes all of the, what you're doing. In terms of a picnic, what activities you're going to be involved
in.
It's
not the food.
It's the travel. It's all of it put together.
The fireworks.
So the average family of four would then spend $225 for a July 4th celebration.
I think it's fair. I think it makes sense.
Yeah. You think that might be what you, well, Kenny, no. You don't have other people in your family other than your immediate family. What are you doing for 4th of July?
I have not been told yet. I'm on a need-to-know basis.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Jennifer, what are you cooking up? Because I know you have to be cooking something up.
Of course. I'm probably stopping at a friend's house for a party. Real quick, just to drop by of a friend's party. And then my dad, my cousin, and I are probably just going to barbecue poolside and get a little sun, which will be nice.
Where is there? There's not a pool at your father's house, is there?
Yeah.
Up in the back? Why do I know? Oh, yes.
Nice
no,
pool.
No. Yeah, I remember it now. Yeah, okay. I remember that pool. It was nighttime, though, and I didn't feel... It was cold that last time I was there at
That's
night.
That's probably because it was February. I think the last time you were there was my birthday.
Yeah,
it would have been a little chilly. Right.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. All right, so that's the story on tomorrow. Let's talk about today and television today with the latest from Who's Leaving Saturday Night Live. Is this guy that big a star, Fred Armisen?
Armisen, yeah. He's a big star, and he's been on the show for a long time, 11 years to be exact. He decided he let a little cat out of the bag yesterday. There was speculation that he was leaving, but he said, I think it's clear. I didn't do any kind of official announcements, but I really felt like it was obvious. He said that it would be his last show of last season was his last show. What makes this a really big story is that a lot of people are leaving Saturday Night Live this year.
Yeah.
So it'll be a new show in the fall. He's leaving. Bill Hader's leaving. Jason Sudeikis is leaving. Taron Killam is leaving. And so that's pretty big. That's going to give SNL some holes to fill. And maybe that's what they need, because I think the show is getting a little bit kind of stale. I mean, you know, didn't you guys agree? Do you think it's still funny?
Stale for a long time.
No, I think it's some of the best seasons the last couple of years.
Really?
Yep,
absolutely. The best seasons were when all the original guys,
that's
Belushi,
what I think. Dan Aykroyd,
and
Eddie Murphy
was on it.
There's been some fun
Steve
stuff
Martin.
The last couple of years. Oh, my goodness.
Cheeseburger, Pepsi.
No Coke.
There's
no
a lobster loose in the all that stuff. This is... I am. What was it when they did the Czechoslovakian?
Oh, the Czech brothers.
The Czech brothers.
Steve
right.
Martin.
Wild and crazy guys.
And you know, when my mom met my dad.
Rosanna Dana.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
When my mom met my dad, you know, we're Czech.
Yes.
And she swore that my dad and my uncle were the Czech brothers. All right. In a little bit more serious news, Matthew Perry is opening up about his past drug and alcohol addictions. We knew he had them because he had been to rehab. But he told People magazine that he really abused booze and prescription pills during his time on Friends. He said it was that white-hot flame of fame. He said he was lonely, even with the fame. He said it was a lonely period, and he would drink and do these pills. And it would be detrimental when he'd come to the set. He said he would be severely hungover.
Right.
And he said when he looks back at it, you can actually see it's probably a big reminder. Well, now he's committed to sobriety, and he wants to help others that are facing the problems he did. He's turned his Malibu mansion into a sober living home called the Perry House.
Really?
Not a bad place to be on the beach in Malibu, I don't know.
No. You get very sober there very quickly looking at the girls walking up and down the beach.
Nick Lachey will be back to host the fourth season of The Sing Off.
Yeah, but look
like
who the
that
new
show. I know, that's what I was going to tell you.
Yes.
You like the show The Sing Off, and Sarah Bareilles left the judges' table, and she will be replaced by a friend of this show. Jewel will be joining Sean Stockman and Ben Folds as the judge on The Sing Off.
Yeah,
TNT's also renewed Falling Skies for a fourth season, and Happy Endings on ABC didn't get their happy ending. They were supposed to go to a cable home, maybe the USA Network, to extend their show to get into syndication, but USA has passed. So they're
what is that? What's that show about?
It's that show with Jack Bauer's daughter, Alicia Cuthbert.
Oh,
and
it was kind of sweet, wasn't it?
It was a great
show.
I actually really liked it, but it just never really caught on in the ratings.
Yeah.
And then Smash, which was canceled on NBC, was picked up by Ovation. So they'll be able to, they're going to run some old shows and continue with new shows.
What is Ovation?
On the Ovation Network.
I don't
it's
even
an
know
arts
what that is.
Network.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Arts.
Yeah.
So they, can they produce shows and spend as much money as NBC would have to
they
keep that show going?
They can produce shows, but they can't. They can't, you know, really spend the amount of money that NBC.
Yeah, that's
spending,
what I'm saying. So what?
No.
What happens to the quality of the?
It probably
program?
Goes down.
Do they have the same people starring in it? Can they afford all of those?
No. Well, actually, a lot of people had left that show, so I think they might do it in some other way. But and then Sharon Osbourne, the co-host of The Talk, she's you know Ozzy Osbourne's wife, of course.
Yeah.
She was talking about Kanye West this week. She called him an average-looking guy with an average talent.
Yeah, that's about right.
Don't you think? Challenge. And that's what I love about Sharon is that she always, you know, tells it like it is.
That is that. He's average at best,
yeah.
It would seem. All right. Doug's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn doing a good job here for us.
I like saving money. In fact, to save on lunches, every day I pack myself a sandwich on whole wheat bread. It's healthy, plus it keeps people who are gluten-free from stealing my lunch. Another good way to save money is to switch your car insurance to GEICO. They've even got a special discount for people that are gluten-free. Nah, not really. But that's not a bad idea.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Should you be considering natural pet food for your pet? I'm Risa Jill Miller. Many pet owners are thinking about making a switch to natural pet food, but don't know how to choose the option that's right for them. Before making a switch, remember that pet food is formulated to be the sole source of your pet's nutrition, so it's the ingredient ratios that are essential to making the food and your pet's diet complete and balanced. This means that the ideal food must contain the right amount of both macronutrients, carbohydrates, fat, and protein, and micronutrients, or vitamins and minerals, for a pet's lifestyle. Veterinarian, PetMD contributor, and author of PawCurious.com, Jessica Vogelsang.
Pet owners should look for a food that provides perfectly balanced nutrition for their pet's specific life stage and special needs. And for those looking for a natural option, a food like New Hill's Ideal Balance is a great choice because it provides natural ingredients perfectly balanced.
For more information, visit Hill'sIdealBalance.com.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Are you ready for hot dogs? Are you ready for some chips and soda?
What got into Mom?
She had surprise points in her Shop Your Way account, so she went to Kmart to get stuff for the 4th of July.
She's pretty excited.
America! Are you ready to grill?
Dad, too.
Yep.
Kmart has everything you need for a great 4th of July, including surprise points for Shop Your Way members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Must be a member before 6/17. Points awarded 6/27, expire 7/7, and vary by status and other factors.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 23rd through July 8th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the familiar songs or sounds, they come from Warren Eckstein's Pet Show, which airs on hundreds of radio stations around the country every weekend. It's a tribute to dogs and cats, your pets, to big animals, to small animals. So Warren will be here after we have a word or two. By the way, Hugs and Kisses, the product line that he has produced, is very cool. Vitamins, minerals, especially formulated for your dogs and for your cats. You can find out more about that at either WarrenEckstein.com, PetShow.com, HugsandKisses.com. We'll be back with a hug and a kiss for Warren in a moment here on Good Day.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost free testosterone levels. But now, the best testosterone product is even better, because for a limited time, you can try Ageless Male free. That's right. Call now, and you can boost your free testosterone levels with Ageless Male for free. You only pay shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-239-2754. Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life, because our formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. If you're ready to recapture that drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male with this free bottle giveaway. You must call now, because this free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-239-2754. 1-800-239-2754. 1-800-239-2754.
Warren Eckstein is here on Good Day. He's blogging this week about how to keep your pets safe over the 4th of July. Every year amazes me that people are this stupid, but they apparently are. Warren, dogs and cats, especially dogs, get terrified of the noise that comes. I know Charlotte, I know we have, even if they're at a distance, the one thing that's good about her losing some of her hearing is that you won't be able to hear the stuff that's fairly close in. And this is something horrible for animals. So do people just ignore it? What do they do? What do you advise people who are concerned about their pets on the 4th of July to do?
Well, you know, it's interesting because you brought up Charlotte and the fact that she's losing a hearing, but it's not the hearing that's just the major problem. It's also the changes in barometric pressure. They feel all of that. Dogs are really in tune, as are cats, with the environment. So they feel the changes, not just the noise. They know the storm before it comes. Mm-hmm. Here's what I recommend that people do. First of all, with my own dogs, as soon as a dog comes into my house, and usually my dogs come in as strays, they're older, I try to desensitize them to the noises. For example, when I bought my motorcycle, I made a recording of the Harley, and I played it at a low volume to the dogs and increased it gradually as they were getting positive attention. They no longer fear the sound of the motorcycle starting up. Yeah. Now you can actually go online and you can download the sound of a thunderstorm. And what I suggest doing is during the year, when you're sitting around at night watching TV or hanging out, play it at a low volume, barely audible, and over a period of weeks, increase it gradually. Here's the term. It's called counter conditioning. You take what your dog is afraid of or your cat is afraid of, and you turn that into a positive thing over a gradual period of time. That's one way of doing it.
But the immune enhancement system, you introduce a little bit of the bad bug into your system and you build up an immunity to it.
Exactly.
Genius, Warren.
I am sometimes. But the other let me adjust my halo. The other thing we have to take into consideration also is the concept that the dogs are going to be scared. Find a quiet, safe room in the house with their own blankie, their own toys. Mm. Turn the radio or TV on as loud a volume as you possibly can. And don't leave your dog alone. Stay with them on the 4th of July because more dogs get lost on the 4th of July than any other day of the year.
Yep. And they just run and hide. That's what happens.
They panic. That's why it's important to desensitize them. Whatever the sound may be, you know, with firecrackers on the 4th of July, thunderstorms, you can download. In other words, when people call me now and they're having a baby, on my website, you can actually download every sound a baby can make to get your dog or cat used to that sound. Desensitizing, it really works.
We were talking about my foray into the Blue Star Equiculture farm here in Massachusetts. It's a sanctuary for horses. And I was thinking, because you're interested in large animals as well as small animals, about sanctuaries for dogs. And we know that there are, or pets in general, we know that there are places like the ASPCA, and there are these places where you bring dogs. Does that word sanctuary ever come together with dogs that may have needed special treatment, almost like a hospice for dogs?
Yeah, there are now hospices opening up all over the country for dogs and cats. It's something that is relatively new. It's been around for a few years, but now it's getting the information out there to the public. I think it's a great idea. I think it's important because there are certain dogs that want to live out their life and they just don't have anywhere to live, at least if they can live it out with the dignity and quality of life they deserve. I think it's a good idea. I think what's happening, Doug, is finally people are taking animals a little more serious, whether it be dogs, cats, horse rescues. There are actually horse hospices out there as well, so things are happening in a good way.
Yeah, it is. It's important, though. Heed Warren's words to the wise about the 4th of July, all that noise and things. Why would you want to scare your best friend? Warren Eckstein, who is my best friend when it comes to animals here on Good.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.